Chapter 5. Plundering Virginia. Virginia, the largest and wealthiest of the 13 American colonies, stretched from the Atlantic Ocean to the Appalachian Mountains and beyond, including the present-day states of West Virginia, Kentucky, Indiana, Illinois, and portions of Ohio and western Pennsylvania. The flat eastern part was called the Tidewater region because the moving tides sculpted an area of rich soils perfect for growing the colony's cash crop, tobacco. Before the war, about 70% of all the tobacco exported from the colonies came from Virginia. Many farmers had become wealthy due to the great demand for the product in Europe. The crop's cultivation was labor-intensive and required constant care. A cruel economic system relying on slave labor had taken root and flourished, based on the import of captive people from Africa. European slave traders had brought cargoes of enslaved Africans to North America starting in the early 1600s. Slavery was more widely practiced in the southern colonies, but it was legal and existed in all 13. At this time in America, the majority of people with African heritage were enslaved. Nearly 40% of Virginia's population was composed of enslaved Africans. Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence, was currently serving in his second year as governor of the state of Virginia. On New Year's Day, 1781, he was enjoying some fresh air in the garden at his Richmond townhouse. A messenger on horseback rode up with a note from Brigadier General Thomas Nelson, Jr., a Virginia militia commander from Yorktown. It read, "This moment, Commodore Barron has come in the Liberty out of the Chesapeake Bay, and his report to me was that a fleet of 27 sail, ships, is just below Willoughby Point. This is all at present. He turned his boat about and has gone to make further discoveries." The immediate assumption was that this mysterious armada was the British. False alarms were a regular occurrence, though, and Governor Jefferson was not about to call up the state militia for every possible threat. Thankfully, Virginia had not seen much of the British.